from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey. We are live at Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blunt Celebrity Golf Outing. It has been a tremendous day out here at Treesdale. Some big time faces, some big time names that we have seen out and about, and they are currently hitting the links. And right now we're going to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And my guest right now, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director and one of my favorite people on the planet. He's out in Latrobe, and he was there for the first day of Steelers training camp. Jeff Hathorn joins me. Jeff, let's start. First of all, good to talk to you again. Been a while.
Yeah, you as well. Is Starkey still signing autographs?
He might be. He's probably around here somewhere, knowing Joe. Or he might have snuck his way onto the course. Who knows?
I'm guessing he's out there somewhere.
I would probably guess the same. So you were out there today, and yep. Let's start with the stuff at the top, and Austin talked about this at Fan Headlines. Russell Wilson not running with the first team. Seems like an issue with his leg. What did you see out there? What did you hear? What do we hear about the situation?
It's interesting because, you know, so many people, all right, finally get a chance to see Russell Wilson. All the fans wanted to come. Let's see what Russell Wilson looks like. He looks like a guy just walking around and not practicing today because he had a tight calf this morning. And Mike Tomlin said they didn't want to take any chances. You know, first practice of the year, and he's going to be day-to-day. And, you know, it's an opportunity for Justin Fields. And he kind of said he did okay. There were a couple of throws he wanted back. There was one throw that he made, bad throw, where he kind of got bumped into that made it look a lot worse than it probably would have been. But, yeah, already we've got a quarterback that can't practice, but it doesn't seem like it's anything major.
Then, of course, there was the talk about the opening reps. We saw Dan Moore at left tackle, Broderick Jones at right tackle, but eventually there was a shift. Broderick Jones moves over to left tackle, Troy Fautanu at right tackle. How did that come about?
You know, we see this time of year a lot where they're running different situations. To your point, I mean, Dan Moore and Nate Herbig were the starters at tackle and center, respectively. They're going to switch things up, especially first practice of the year. And this is going to be probably their shortest practice of the year. They only went an hour and a half. They'll typically go 2 to 20. But, you know, these first couple of practices, there's kind of a heat acclimation. They're not in pads yet until Tuesday. So we'll see some of that, you know, mix up. And, you know, listen, I think those jobs are to be determined. But much like we've seen in the past with Mike Tomlin, the guys who have been around for a couple of years who have started at a certain position, they're going to get the first nod at training camp, and then we'll see how it kind of plays out from there.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question as far as rookies and opportunities and working those things into it. This is something that we've seen quite often under Mike Tomlin's stewardship, Jeff, where the rookies get on the field eventually. They're not the number one guys going out, but eventually Mike Tomlin works the guys that he thinks are ready to be in that position. He eventually works them in. So you always hear the immediate reaction, why is this guy doing this right now? And you remind people, hey, this is what they do. They're going to work guys in. With that in mind, you know, when you mentioned Troy Fautanu working in at right tackle, who are some of those younger or new faces that we're seeing maybe working into certain spots?
Well, you know, I will mention that Zach Frazier did have a bad snap today. He worked the second team, and I only point that out because, you know, people want to know every rep, and the bad snap was his, unfortunately. It doesn't mean he's not going to win the position. It was just, you know, a bad snap. Dylan Cook worked at one of the tackle positions on the second team with Fautanu for, you know, the initial second team. You know, and it wasn't Mason McCormick, though, at guard. It was Spencer Anderson, who played some center last year. He could play tackle. He could play guard. So he's a guy that they're working in at different positions. At times, he was kind of the backup center last year. As I mentioned, he played a little bit there. But he was the guy who played some guard. So it's still the first day. They're still, you know, mixing and matching. But, you know, that's how some of the rotations went today. And again, first day, I mean, there are some times where, for instance, and Josh, you've seen this, where you see somebody complete a pass or they run around in the pocket and make a throw and everybody gets excited, like, wow, look at that play. Well, he would have been sacked. If he would have been allowed to be hit, he would have been sacked. And I'll say this too. Nick Herbig made a couple nice plays, and I want to point this out because it wasn't just plays where he came around the edge. Like, one of them was he didn't get suckered into going in the edge. He stayed in his gap, and they blew up a run play, and the coaches went crazy because he was right where he needed to be. Didn't try to hero. He just went right where he was supposed to be, and they gave him a lot of props for that. So and as a second-year guy, that's probably worth pointing out as someone that's a lot more comfortable in that position and understands the totality of the defense a lot better.
93.7 The Fan Sports Director Jeff Hathorn joins me right now on the Joe Starkey Show. Jeff, I was talking about this earlier with the arrival of players at training camp. In years past, it was, what outfit are we going to see? What vehicle are we going to see? What car is Antonio Brown going to pull up in? Is he going to pull up in a helicopter? Is James Harrison going to be on a bus? Is Vince Williams going to dress like Stone Cold? And I'm sitting in the KDKA studio from the TV aspect of it. We're always waiting to see that video. And I have to admit, I was a little bit underwhelmed because we didn't see a lot of that. I think Russell Wilson might have had the most flashy car, you know, the most flashy outfit might have been Landon Roberts and his Vince Wilfork overalls, and the most flashy accessory might have been Alex Highsmith's PS5, which, by the way, veteran move. But I was underwhelmed at first, but then part of me goes, you know what? That's good. I'd rather it be boring and have guys focused on the work. What was your thought with how you saw move-in day yesterday?
Those guys seem to have a pretty quiet confidence. I mean, let's face it, there has never been a year where the team has reported here where they weren't confident that they could win. I mean, this is an organization that expects to win, so there's always been that. There's never even been trepidation. But there have been years where you almost feel like they had to talk it into existence, or they wanted to talk more about it. This year was just, it was pretty understated to your point about the cars and what they brought into camp. And I'll say this too. I mean, the year Antonio Brown showed up in a helicopter, like, he was damn good that year.
True.
So would I take Antonio Brown showing up in a helicopter and being another wide receiver option? Hell yes, I would. That being said, you know, there is some, maybe from an old school standpoint, there is some, something that's settling about guys coming in and just getting ready to work.
And Jeff, to that point, we're talking about the options in different places and the options in wide receiver, and we see a different crop of veterans coming through here. One place I'm looking at different options outside of wide receiver, the linebacker position really is intriguing to me because remember this group that went through six or seven guys just a couple years ago? Now you got a Landon Roberts. You got Holcomb. You have Peyton Wilson that they drafted. There's Patrick Queen. They brought back Tyler Matakevich. This was a position that just 2 years ago was on bare bones, and now it's one of the deepest I think we've seen in maybe, what, a decade plus, Jeff?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And there's athleticism there. So it's not just bodies. And you're not talking about having to put in a all due respect to Mark Robinson, into that position out of necessity. You're talking about options that you think can make plays, that understand what's going on. And, I agree with you. I mean, I think Roberts and Queen are a nice tandem. I think they play off each other well. I don't say that based on practice. I'm just saying their styles. I think that's going to work. I think Wilson's an intriguing guy that you might be able to get creative with and bring in on his third down. You know, God forbid there's an injury, I think he's someone that can step in. And if Holcomb can get healthy, I mean, we'll see. We haven't seen him out here yet. We saw him working during OTAs. He was able to walk around seemingly fine, but walking and getting into a football game were a different thing. But, yeah, this is a better stacked linebacker position. And, you know, in case of emergency, you could break that Matakevich class.
93.7 The Fan Sports Director Jeff Hathorn joining me right now on the Joe Starkey Show. Jeff, I always trust your eye for fine details. And I know it's been one practice here at training camp. I know it was only an hour and a half, and you didn't even see the guys were probably going to see all of them starting on the field in week one. However, I trust your attention to detail, and it's only been one practice, so you may not have seen him yet. But who is one guy you are keeping the eagle eye out for that you think can surprise some people in camp?
I mean, there are several I'm watching, most notably Dante Jackson, the other corner. He made a play on a fade route on a perfectly thrown ball by Justin Fields, and Pickens got his hands on it, and he perfectly timed where he knocked that ball out. He had another really good coverage. Again, I'm not saying he's going to be an all-pro, but in this practice, he did well for himself. There'll be more opportunities to prove that he's someone that is worth the salary that Carolina gave him, or at least worthy being a starter. So that's one I'm really keeping my eyes on. The other is, you know, how much they used Freiermuth, and they used him a ton. I mean, there was no doubt today that the number two receiver was Pat Freiermuth.
Wow. Wow, that was a possibility that had been floated out there before, and I'm very intrigued to see how that can go moving forward. Something else I want to run past you here while we got you for another couple minutes here. Najee Harris spoke yesterday upon his arrival, talked about his contract situation and everything surrounding him. I've been of the belief that if I had to put my money on, you know, whether or not Najee Harris will be back here next season, or gun to my head, if I think he returns, I think he does. I think there's the possibility there for a contract extension. I feel like for what they need him to be and for what he could be for this team, especially in the second half of this upcoming season, I feel like he has value. Where are you on the expectation for not only what Najee Harris can do this season, but the expectations for him next season, where he could be?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, and it may not be here. I guess we've seen enough in 3 years that I would expect a 1,000-yard season. I would expect him to have some tough yards. I would expect him to have some games where they're relying heavily on him. And then I think there are going to be some games where Jaylen Warren's going to be the majority ball carrier. And I don't mean that like 24-8, but I mean where he's going to get more carries because of the defense they're playing. The unknown here for all of us is, you know, we saw what Arthur Smith did when he had Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Najee's Derrick Henry, but does he try to build that? Does he think he can build that type of power game around Najee? I don't think so. I don't think that's their plan. If that was the case, he would have told that to the Steelers, and they would have picked up the fifth-year option. But how do they use Najee Harris? I think at this point we're going to see what we've seen from him. At times you think, all right, let's keep this guy. And at times you'll think, I think they could find someone else that could do the same type of thing as long as you still have Jaylen Warren.
Before we let you go, Jeff, we talked with John Parrotto about an hour ago, and we were talking about trade possibilities because there have been rumors that have floated around there. Taylor Ward's name has been out there. Brent Rooker from Oakland, his name has been out there. Jim Bowden floated out a trade scenario involving Jazz Chisholm from Miami. John Parrotto floated out the name Cedric Mullins as a possible target, maybe as a short-term rental. Which name to you right now, Jeff, seems the most plausible, most realistic for the Pirates to acquire before the trade deadline?
Well, sadly, Ward is just has just really had a bad month plus, and he's dealing with some issues. I mean, I think if you can get Rooker, look at his numbers, look at the OPS, look at the power he brings. Is he a great defensive answer? No, but I don't care. This team needs quick runs, and I think he could bring that, and I think he would flourish with the Pirates. That would be my one. I think Chisholm would be an interesting two. I mean, he's a guy with 13 homers and 21 stolen bases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's kind of a multidimensional guy. You could plug him right in. That has intrigued me, and I know John Heyman has said, you know, he and Josh Bell might be involved in a package deal. I mean, he went that far to say to the Pirates. I think Bell is interesting, you know, just as a bat off the bench. I don't know if I trust him from the right side to where he'd be a straight platoon with Telez, but that's an interesting additional bat to have. But I would say Rooker 1, Chisholm 2, but I think either one of those two immediately make the Pirates' offense better. And everybody's got to be ready for this. To get a player like this with like 80% of the league still in the playoff race, you're going to give up something you're not going to want to give up. So just be ready for that, because they'll get rid of somebody and you'll say, man, I really want them to keep this guy.
Jeff, before we let you go, I talked about this briefly in the previous segment, because we had a caller that came in and was wishing me well on my last day, because for those of you who don't know, this is my last show on 93.7 The Fan. From the beginning, nearly 8 years ago.
You're going to kill it in news.
Thank you. But I got to get this out. From the beginning, 8 years ago, you were one of the first guys that reached out to me. When I got the opportunity to come here, you gave me tremendous support from the beginning. You were a mentor from the beginning. And you and I go back even further than that. When I was a field producer at my previous TV job, and you gave me one of the best pieces of information, best pieces of advice that I remember back then. I was at training camp. I'll never forget this. I'm at training camp, and it was like my first or second day covering training camp as a producer. And you came up to me, you pulled me to the side. You said, people keep coming up to me asking me who you are. And I was just a field producer. He says, whatever you told me, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And here I am all these years later getting ready to tell you goodbye on my last day. So I wanted to publicly thank you because you've been one of the guys that have been there from the very beginning. And I appreciate you.
Josh, it's been great to see your career kind of blossom. You know, being able to come back here and get to do what you love in your hometown. And now with two beautiful children. I mean, life is good, man. You've done a great job. And like I said, I can't wait to watch you on the news. And I think I'm going to be worried now. I used to like seeing you. Now I'm going to see, oh, there's Josh. Something bad happened.
That's already the case. It's already happening, man. It's crazy. It's a crazy time to jump in. Crazy time to move from the sports desk to the news desk, for sure.
Yeah, but you're gonna do great. It's gonna be awesome for you.
I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate all of it over the years, man. You're one of the greatest. I always say that you're one of my favorite people, and I'm not saying that just to pump you up or put you over. I say it because I mean it, and I appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you.
It's been great working with you. I'm sure somehow we're gonna do it again.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not done with sports yet. I'm hoping we do another sports call or two.
I'm in.
All right, Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, and one of my favorite human beings on the planet. And when I say Jeff has been a support and giving me great advice over the years, I'm not exaggerating. I was a nobody, no-name kid fumbling around with the microphone, trying not to drop it at Steelers training camp and scared to death of just screwing up and not getting sound and not doing my job. And Jeff Hathorn and Ken Laird and Tim Benz, they were the guys who took me under their wing. Hey, follow us. Go where we go. Do what we do. Ask what we ask. Do this. Don't do that. Go here. Don't go there. Don't go in this door. Stay out of this room. And they were the guys that helped me along the way and pointed me in the right direction. And if I ever needed advice, they gave me great advice. And Jeff is on that list of people that I will never forget, because he's been such a great influence to me, and he's been such a great mentor to me. And he's, and what's the word? He is an invaluable asset, not only to this station, but to this media market as a whole. So, Jeff Hathorn, there you got it from him. We will take another break, but first we have Fan Headlines with Austin. We are live at Treesdale Country Club, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.